Bruce the Gay! Can you talk?
Hey!
Keep it in. It's about 1 o'clock. The game plays best
at about 1. At about 1. 1, 1 o'clock.
No, until I take the mic and put it right up close to my mouth. That's what she said. Meow. What's happening? Somebody's coming.
Is somebody in the studio? What's all the noise happening?
What's funny is I had a girl over this weekend.
And you were banging the bag out of her.
Nope. How dare you? I had a girl over this weekend.
Do tell.
And she knocked on my door. We were doing a little bit where I was like, who is it? She knocked on my door. Like, wouldn't say who it was. We were laughing. I knew it was her.
Yeah.
And she opened the door and, like, I opened the door and she, like, cleaned her feet off aggressively on my mat out there, which is AstroTurf. And mind you, it's 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
Comes in. I'm like, ah, whatever. I was like, that's making a weird noise, like toothbrush. Give me the chills. She comes in, takes her shoes off. What's up? Knock on my door. Huh. Did you bring a friend? No. My heart immediately is skipping a beat.
Because
I'm
you
like,
think it's
yeah,
another
yeah,
bird.
Yeah.
About to finish the party.
Immediately goes to murderer.
No. I
no,
was
he
like,
immediately is like, I double.
Oh, that kind
I was
of
like,
thing.
You okay, bro?
No, I have polio.
Yeah.
Polio?
Yeah, small as blankets.
Have...
All right, go ahead.
Brian's right. I'm like, oh, God. Who...
Double booking.
Not double. I would never double book.
So this isn't
thought,
one of those like
yeah,
original.
You would totally double book.
This isn't one of those reach for the bat moments like Brian had.
Oh,
all
no, Brian lives in a Brian lives in a constant state of abject terror.
Yes, I know.
And so he reaches for a bat.
We should check into that again later. But Greg, so
it also just says where we are in our lives.
Yeah.
Brian is in a stable, committed relationship. So
right.
Another bird showing up at his place right now would be something that he could have complete plausible deniability
sure.
over.
And
I
cannot
do that. Same with
you. So you check in. You say you double booked.
I think
it's a tech call of some sort.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, oh, the cable man.
Yeah. And you think it's...
I think it's someone about to repossess my car and murder me.
Yes. Okay. So
because those two things go together.
I think
really
it's a repo man or someone looking to drag me out and like jump and like literally pull me out of my apartment and fight me.
Right.
That happens in
yes.
this world.
It's a good combo, really. When they're taking your car, why not take your life?
Yeah.
Who is it? Won't you come out here and find out? Motherfucker, I'll kill you.
Yeah, see, that's part of this elaborate fantasy.
That's me talking,
that
is, by the way.
Right.
That's what I say.
That's all of
that's
those
what
things.
I say. So I grab a bat and I open the door and I say, what can I help you with?
Okay, Greg.
Yes.
So you think you double booked.
But I play it really cool, like, oh, that's a... fully expecting another woman at my door. Like, but there is another woman. Actually, no, you know what I did?
What?
I yelled, who is it?
You're being very loud.
From my neighbor, Louise.
Louise.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Oh,
really? I go, really?
Yes.
And then, like, she walks across the hall and just shuts her door.
So you didn't even open the door?
No, I didn't even open the door. I was like, fuck this. Because it's bullshit. It's bullshit. I'm a really good neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm a really...
What time?
You are. It's pretty close quarters, though.
It is close quarters.
They're hearing us now.
Most
but
likely.
It was 10:30.
It was 10:30. Okay.
It was just absurd.
Yeah. 10 o'clock is that, I think legally 10 o'clock is the hour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's a legal thing of like shut up at 10:30.
I got to tell you, I'm a spoiled...
In L.A., it is.
I'm a spoiled brat. I don't really hear, like, my apartment complex.
Is it because your hearing's bad?
And I'm deaf.
Ah.
And I have a bat 10 feet away from me at all times.
But also your complex all have an agreement of, like, do your thing. We'll kind of, like, we'll let you get away with it.
Everyone gets away with
it. It's like community,
though. A certain level. Sometimes you got to be like, hey, remember when you're breaking the rules here?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But that very, very, very
rarely.
Nobody's
knocking on your door.
No one's knocking on my door saying, you know, why don't you shut up?
Yeah, no.
Do you think they would knock on the door if we introduced the show?
Oh, yeah. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't want to.
What do you mean?
I want to
do you think somebody's going to knock on the door? And...
Yeah.
Brian, just do it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I still don't want to.
Well, we're about 5 minutes in, so I'm just thinking that you should probably...
Introduce the show?
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you want me to do it? I can do it.
No, yeah, I'll do it. I got it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Woo, 5 minutes in. New record.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that we were rolling.
Rolling.
Yep, we've been rolling.
Could we maybe say rolling or something just so that...
And we're rolling?
Like something like that?
I did, though.
When?
Like a couple seconds ago, I said we were rolling.
Yeah, but that was after...
Rolling.
Five minutes.
I'm now putting on my... radio voice.
Well, before we do that, hold on.
I think people will still
first of all, my name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
The namesake of the show.
Mm. Yeah, named after you. That must be a lot of pressure.
No, it wasn't. I didn't ask for it to be named after me.
No,
I
think
it was, Brian was the one who was like, "We'll call it the Scheid Show." Yeah. And I was like, "What? Really?"
When this idea was launched. When I fully created the show.
Oh, here we go.
And we were batting around different names.
Different.
And I remember it was after you guys had left my apartment, and we were like, all right, we'll think about it. Yeah. And you were gone maybe 30 minutes or so, and I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So I find myself sitting down.
Yeah.
Where all the good thoughts come.
This is not.
The neurons are firing away. And I thought to myself.
How do you spell that? Neurons.
N-O-R-A-N-S. It's like moron, except with an N.
Okay.
Not quite. Go ahead.
It's like a neuron.
Thought so. Yeah. Thought that was how it was comparing itself in your mind.
And I remember being like, and I was like, oh, this podcast, what a shit show that's going to be. Shit show. We'll call it the shit show. Shit. I'm taking a shit. Shide.
Gross.
Shitty shide. Shit shide. Shide. Shide's a shit. Shide show. Let's call it the Shide Show. And I called you guys from that very moment. And I was like, how about the Shide Show? And you guys were like, love it.
Hmm.
Did I say love it? I probably didn't say love it.
You didn't. You
what did
it.
I say?
You were like, I don't know, man. How does that make sense? And I'm like, your vote doesn't count. Robert's going to love it.
And I said, are you sure?
And you were like, are you sure?
You know, I think that if I had known where you had derived that name or maybe the method, I wouldn't have been so for it.
Yeah, you would have. You would have been like, nice. Mm. How to take life and let it imitate art.
How drunk are you right now, Brian?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
9.
Mm.
That's really drunk. And wait. 10 being the most drunk?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not a 9. I've seen you probably at a 7.
Mm.
Seven is the highest I've ever seen you go.
Hmm.
Like overall?
Yeah.
No. I can turn it out.
Well, of course you can.
I know you can. That but, seven but is turning it out.
Greg
ten being the most
you.
Drunk. Oh. 10 is death, basically. Like, P.S. You can drink yourself to death. So like,
you can.
Let's just be clear. 100% drunkenness is 100% death.
Yeah.
If your body is fully overtaken by alcohol, you stop breathing.
That's okay? Like 100% humidity is rain.
That's right.
That's water. That's
exactly the same.
Yeah. Water falling.
So you hitting a seven is completely outrageous.
Yeah.
So I'm at about a 9.
Right now.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I'm blowing numbers.
You would be blowing numbers at a 2.
I'm not drunk. I'm sipping on tea. I don't drink.
Yeah.
That's not true. I do drink. I actually went out last night.
How did it go?
It was a bit of an old fashioned.
Come on. Go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah. I went for the first time in a long time.
Uh-huh.
I went out to a Hollywood club.
Wow.
Who'd you go with?
It was a birthday party for my... I don't want to name drop.
It's okay.
It's very tacky, so I'm going to keep the innocent out of it.
All right.
But a very famous friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kidding. I don't have famous friends.
Okay.
I have friends like you.
Was it famous? Or was it a famous friend? Or no?
Kind of. Not really.
Okay.
Do I know them?
I don't know if you've met them.
Cool.
Anyway, so we're at this Hollywood club and, like, you know, VIP access, blah, 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 the whole night. So,
yeah, I know. He doesn't want to drop any names, Greg.
Yeah,
he just wants to describe all of the perks.
By yourself, or did you bring your girlfriend to this example?
My girlfriend was at her sister's house when I went out earlier in the evening, and we had a mutual conversation of her, and it was, I tell you, it's good. It's a good relationship I got going. We got a good agreement.
Yeah.
Because my lady friend was like, you should just go and do this. You'll probably... She wanted to go out.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't think tonight's the night for you to...
You told her that.
I don't think tonight's the night. Like, we got to go out, but I think that tonight's not the move.
Like, said, me and you got to go
out. Because
like...
I think you'll get bored. Because I think she would have. I think
that's
she would have
definitely
bored.
Valid.
I think she would have been bored.
Because it was just a drinking night.
Or was
pretty
it
much.
A strip club?
So I, no. We okay. don't. I don't, but I was like, I think about it. She's like, you should just go.
Mm.
I was like, okay. Boom. So I go.
Yeah.
I'm out for maybe a half an hour, and I'm kind of doing a little. I'm sniffing that it may get to be one of those nights. So I do the responsible thing.
Yeah.
I put my car into an overnight garage and immediately relinquish driving.
Okay.
And I called my lady friend. And I said, "It's looking like tonight may roll out of control a little bit."
No, wait a second.
I want you to rest assured.
Yeah.
That I will not be driving.
Yeah.
The car is tucked away.
Yeah.
My phone will probably die and I don't have a charger. But as soon as I can, I'll call you and let you know what's going on. And all she said was, if you need me to pick you up, it doesn't matter what time, if it's 4 or 5 in the morning, just call me. I'll sleep with my phone next to me.
Oh, you know who else says that?
That is so nice.
Like my mom. It's like a mom thing.
What, like even today she'll come out here and pick you up?
No, but like if I was home or whatever, like that's like a mom thing.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's kind of a little bit weird like your girlfriend is like your mom in that way.
No, I think
that's a good thing,
that's
right?
A partner.
Now, I think that's a partner move.
I want to know what you sniffed in order to make that decision.
You're at a certain level, though, in your relationship before you get to that
place.
Right?
I think that's true.
You don't jump into that.
Maybe that's what I'm saying, is there's a comfortability and a...
Being like, here's... honesty. Yeah. It's called honesty. It's called being just 100% honest. Being like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to go help my friends. I'm going to probably get wasted and be out late.
But there are also certain ladybirds who would totally be not down 100%. With that.
Yeah.
100%. But here's what's going to happen. That's what I'm going to go probably do. So why not just be honest with
her? Yeah, but she knows that that's not what you do all the time. She doesn't need to address that situation a couple times a year, right?
Like if that.
And then the other part is that it's concern for your partner, and you know she will go and pick you up just because of that.
Yeah. Everybody just wants to
make
sure
you're okay.
Everyone wants to be included.
The moral of that story, I think, is you can't be in too much communication. I think if you're honest and you're in communication, you're going to win every time.
I don't agree. I think you can be in too much communication.
I don't know if I'm
telling people too much.
Yeah, in the sense
your partner
that, like,
too much.
Not in a relationship.
Sense, yes, yes.
Says the single man who knocked at the door. Who is it?
Yeah.
In the sense of no, this comes from hard-earned experience. I think that in my past relationships, I've talked too much about, like, here's what I'm feeling. What are you feeling?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, all right, hold on.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm saying more about, like, logistical
things.
Being like,
you're talking
I'm
about
going
logistical.
To do this.
You're
I'm going to do this.
This is vintage.
We don't have to get into feelings and what our heart is speaking.
There we
go. No. Yeah.
Another fucking line in the sand between Brian and I. Brian's talking about planning a fucking shoot. I'm talking about feelings.
Yeah, I think you should give your girlfriend, and I think you should totally give her a call sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give her a shot list?
Yeah, Brian's giving her a call sheet.
Here's what's happening. Here's the
schedule for the day. I'm talking about the beats of the scene and the fucking objective and the motivation.
You are indeed.
That's for you to deal with in your own mind.
Exactly, but I get that now. Now I get that.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Brian,
it comes with experience.
That's right. And you have tons of experience in relationships, right?
I have. I'm writing a book.
How many relationships have you been in your life?
Like, define relationships.
Long term.
Hold on, let me define it.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a zip unzipping?
That was a zip unzipping.
Was that a zip unzip zipping?
Your relationship summation until now.
Yes. I mean, prior to my current relationship, I would make an analogy that most of my relationships were...
Like what?
Potentially on the basis of... That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an actual zipper that I just worked.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a real life.
That's a good Foley effect.
It's a good Foley effect.
To answer your question directly, hey, by the way, you learn how to ride a bike. No one says, how many bikes have you ridden? You still can ride a bike great.
The question is he still riding the bike, right? That's the question.
That's right. So it doesn't matter how many bikes you've ridden.
He is.
Quality, not quantity, man.
And I'm more of a quality guy.
And that's where you draw the line in the sand between you and Greg.
There's a lot of lines in the sand.
Hey, so answer my question.
What did you ask me?
I asked you, what were you smelling in the air that made you know that tonight was going to be a night where I'm not going to be able to drive home?
I sat at a bar. I ordered a drink. And a couple of my buddies who I was with, they were like, put your car in the garage. We're going to go out tonight. We're going to probably go a little hard. Quote unquote. And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, okay. And then they ordered 4 tequila shots. And I'm like, oh, all right. I can't remember the last time that I played this game. I mean, probably 6-9 months ago.
Wow.
3 weeks.
What? Oh, 3 weeks.
What?
Yeah. I was going to say, that is the most.
Not like last night. We ended up going for it a little bit hard last night.
So last night you did. You did that the prophecy came true.
It did.
You.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a little out of sorts last night.
So where were you?
Yeah, you know I know. I quit it. Yeah.
Completely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A solemn clap.
I was talking about my sobriety.
Your sobriety with some of our mutual friends.
Really?
Last night, as I was going in the opposite direction.
Yeah. You were trying to get to 10.
I just was saying how
on your scale.
How admirable and inspiring of a move that is. And it's very difficult for most people, I think, especially, you know, I like to party. I like to hang out. I like to be I'm a social person.
Me too.
And a lot of that social interaction revolves around drinking.
Yeah. But it doesn't need that.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
At all.
But it does. But it ends up.
There's some of it that it's kind of predicated upon it. Some of it.
Well, I guess. I mean, look, I've had some fair success hanging out and having fun, and I don't really drink. I mean, I'll have a little wine or something like that, but even then, it's like the sweet stuff. It's Riesling.
But for the most part, lubrication is part of a social hang, especially on a Saturday night.
At a bar.
In Los Angeles.
That's true. But you know what I've also found, though? For a lot of most people.
Pardon me for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's the polio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that my experience, now I haven't been sober long, my experience of not drinking and not getting high or anything, you know, not doing anything is actually one of a bit more fun than I had previously.
Exactly.
Amazingly to me, shockingly to me, is that so I'm what are the benefits have more fun.
Aside from just being able to remember your night?
I didn't say I didn't remember my night.
My benefits would be...
I blacked out at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
My actual, probably the really the only glaring benefit is... Well, there are two things. One, no hangover.
Yeah.
Just clear sailing for my sort of vibe.
That's great.
It was on the tip of my tongue. No hangover and...
General well-being.
Saving money.
Well, yeah, saving money, general well-being. Oh, being in control of my choices.
Yeah.
You do. There is a level of... you get out of control.
Yes. And part of my experience of drinking was inviting and welcoming and being relieved by the release of responsibility. Like I would get to a certain point, like Brian just talked about, where it'd be like, oh, cool, I'm going to get fucked up tonight. So now I can
let it go.
My body. I don't have to think. I don't have to do anything.
And I don't find any pleasure in that. And that's another reason why I don't drink, and I don't drink to that point of getting drunk or do drugs or any of that. I don't want to lose control.
Because we know why. Because he's got the dark shadow in his closet.
The dark shadow knows.
Mm-hmm.
What was your New Year's resolution?
It wasn't to get drunk, that's for sure.
To start getting drunk.
You got to remember that for next year if that's what you want.
Yeah. No.
Assign me, but not. No, let it go.
Let go of the horses a little bit. Let the horses run free.
Let go of the reins. Yeah.
Because it can be an uncomfortable feeling being out of control.
Yeah.
And there are certain levels of it, certainly. I don't want to – certainly I'm not saying that last night all of a sudden I was completely out of control. I've had moments where I really am fully out of control.
Yeah.
And I don't like that feeling. But I do enjoy a level of that freedom of you have a couple drinks and your body responds by just being – you know, it just loosens up. It drops out of your mind. And now granted, there is certainly a whole bevy of – potential problems with the fact that you know, that's what alcohol does, but it is what it does,
right.
And it is part of our social lexicon by drinking, and that's why a lot of people do it because it's the day to day, the mundaneness, or not even the mundane, or the stresses of life.
Right.
For those couple hours, you're not thinking about it. You literally let it go. You're dancing. You're jumping up and down. You're yelling. You're laughing. Whatever that is, being fueled by intoxication.
Mm-hmm. But I've seen being the sober one. Those people or people who are in that state take it to a place that they shouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Take it to a place that I would regret if I were doing that.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it's messed up a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't know why, but that's where I probably think. That's what I think, right? Yeah. I think about that location, that end zone, not, you know, oh, I'm just going to get a little loose. To be honest with you, I just, it's not worth it to me. That final possibility there isn't worth just, you know, loosening up a little bit.
That's a blessing, you know, that you have that. It really is. Now, there could be a balance. I mean,
right.
Because there could be a balance. But it is a blessing. You'd rather, I think most people would rather be like you, Robert, where it's like, oh, I don't need to see what happens there, mm-hmm. down that.
But there is
corridor.
A balance. I think most, a lot of people, on average, people carry that balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say that because of my aversion towards this, I have not developed a taste for beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have that. That's another thing. Some people, you'll drink a beer because you like the taste of beer.
Mm. Right.
It's like, I don't have that.
Well, it's also because you
have
a raging vagina.
But the thing is, too, besides your raging vagina, is that everyone has their personal limit as far as, like, if you think you can balance it, if you feel like, oh, I can balance this, I can go out and I can get wasted and I can put my car in a garage and I can then resume my life the next day and feel fine about that, then that's fine.
Right.
And I was at a place when I stopped drinking, I wasn't in a bad place, you
sure.
know. I wasn't homeless, I hadn't destroyed anything, I hadn't
right.
It was just I got to this point where I was like, oh, it, for me, I was like, oh, I can kind of see where this is going or could potentially go.
Right.
And, you know, I'm growing up and I'm just getting older and I started being like, I kind of want to go this way. It was more of just like I kind of want to try something different.
Yeah, see, but
you know?
I see that all the time. All the time I see where it could go.
Right.
And I feel like that is, that's kind of what prevents me from doing it. I don't, you know, it's the same thing. I you know, you guys know I'm getting married, right?
No, I forgot.
Yes, thank you.
To a woman?
Yeah,
she was. Oh, got right. P.S. I love gay people. I don't know why I seem more.
No, I was like, yeah. Who are you marrying? A woman?
So, you know, but man, so I'm going to be getting married. But the thing is, like, one of my friends was like, oh, so what are you going to do for your bachelor party? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want a bachelor party.
Gotta
at least in
the
traditional
party.
Sense.
By
I don't
way,
want that.
I know what we're doing for you.
No,
yeah,
no.
You've got
to
have a
bachelor
party. I will take
care of
that.
But that's the thing. Yeah. And by the way, Nora
Wait,
said this.
There's a
one
whole
thing.
Movie about this. It's called Knocked Up. No, what is it?
The Hangover.
Hangover.
It's called Knocked Up.
Whatever.
That's a different movie.
Hangover,
no,
Hangover, where
yeah.
there's a guy who's like, I don't want a bachelor. You have to have a bachelor party.
No,
and it's not that you have to go
I'm
and get
lose
wasted.
A tooth
no,
and get a tattoo
it's not
on my
that.
Face.
It's
I don't want
not
that.
That. But
no.
you do have to have it. Well, it's a rite
no.
of passage.
No, it's not
Brian?
Necessary. It's not necessary. And by the way,
we're going to Tijuana for 3 days.
No, this is what Nora said was, she said, no boobs touching and no touching boobs. That
what?
Was her
That's
thing.
The same thing.
Wait a minute. What?
No, as in boobs touching on me.
And you not touching boobs?
Correct.
That's terrible.
That's
so
all
that's,
she ruled out, though. So you,
no, but
else
I don't. But I don't need anything
table.
Else. I don't need anything else. I mean, God, it's like my idea of like a good bachelor party is like going to a great restaurant with a bunch of friends
fine.
And eating and having fun.
Right.
That's fine.
But that's no.
So that's
none
we,
of the other
that,
stuff
we,
is necessary.
We start there.
No.
And then we get into a van,
no.
blindfolded.
No.
Go down to Tijuana.
Why is that fun?
And we take 10.
It's not about it being fun. It's about having an experience.
That's horrible.
Now this is no. This is where Brian's right.
Oh my
where
God.
You need to fucking let go of the reins a
Can't
little bit,
you're
dude.
Can't believe agreeing with him.
Hell no.
I am agreeing with him. I'm not. He's not literally going to take you to Tijuana, but you
yes,
have.
Yes,
but,
he
okay,
is. Look at him.
Fine, but you have to.
Totally doing that.
You, Robert.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You need to set the tone in your relationship, homie. For real. Because you are getting into a marriage.
Yeah.
And there needs to be
room for 10
right.
illegal immigrant prostitutes that come
to live
into
in your apartment. No, you need to be able to have guy time, Robert, out of for the health of your relationship.
Yeah, I am not eliminating guy time.
Yeah, but you're telling, you're coming on to this radio show and saying, I don't want a bachelor party is a red flag.
No,
is it not, Brian?
I am not saying.
We're pulling that flag down. No, it's not a red flag yet because it hasn't, it's not like
we haven't allowed it to be hoisted. To happen yet. Yeah.
I am not telling you when I'm getting married.
It's fine.
Good, fine.
I know, we know you are. We're going to, don't you worry.
See, that's the thing. This is not, it's not going to happen. Anyway.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk about this some other time.
No, we don't ever have to talk about it again.
All right.
We'll never should have.
Good job,
it.
Everybody.
All right, yep.
Is that it?
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Yeah,
what was this show about? I never know. What do we ever
talked about? We talked about being a booze bag, and I guess I'm the winner. For the moment, anyway. Yeah. It was a good night.
I don't want to compete. In
Happy
this.
Birthday, everyone. To all the birthdays out there.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
What are you even talking about?
Al Roker?
About?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Josh now. Yay. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard. We have been the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a couple of things I want to tell you. And sit down, because I want you to hear me, Brian.
Shh.
Don't shush me. I'm quiet, talking to you.
I'm dancing with a choir. I'm going to have a dance with the wall. Is that a lamp?
Robert.
Sober cab is here.
Robert.
Yeah, let me get you guys
Robert,
in the car.
Come here.
Oh, no. It's
this
okay.
is the best bachelor party ever. Are you happy?
Put your pants back on.
Where's the boobs?
No boobs.
I called Nora and she said that you could stay out until 7 a.m.
I really wish you didn't.
It's only 4.
No, I know. All right, tonight.
Yeah.